So even saying that 69 deaths, you can't say that directly all 69 of those. I mean, 69. What do you hear the other statistics? 69 are COVID-19 directly related. So far, the United States has seen 41. She said 41. Again, she wrote this on Friday, so this is 69. I'll update it now. 69 deaths from the infection. 22 of those occurred in one poorly run nursing home outside of Seattle, the Life Care Center. Another 9 deaths occurred in the rest of the Washington state, leaving 10 deaths, 4 in California, 2 in Florida, and 1 each in Georgia, Kansas, New Jersey, and South Dakota, spread throughout the rest of the approximately 329 million residents of the United States. This represents roughly, and now here's the number, are you ready? 0.00012% of the U.S. population. So if I'm reading that correctly, that's 0.012% of the U.S. population. Much has been made of the exponential rate of infection in European and Asian countries. Now, I just related to you why the Corona Wuhan virus spread so rapidly in Italy. And it was not because of this organic transmission. It's because they have hundreds of thousands of Chinese migrant workers. Million about in public, by the by. Going back and forth to China with an open door policy, basically. If the spread of the transmittable diseases did not develop along geometric as opposed to arithmetic growth patterns, what actually matters is whether or not the growing pandemic overwhelms our ability to ensure the well-being of U.S. residents with efficiency and precision. But fear of the disease and not the disease itself has already spoiled that for us. Even if my odds of dying from coronavirus should suddenly jump 10,000-fold from the 0.00012% across the U.S. population all the way up to 0.12, I'd happily take those odds over the destruction being wrought on the U.S. and global economy from this unbridled panic. You know, if you go to ZeroHedge.com, among other sites, the closings and shutdowns article is 17 pages long right now. We didn't even bother to print it out. It's just like, we'd run out of paper. We'd have to go to Office Depot and get more paper and toner. Because the madness has spread. Heather McDonald, New Criterion, on their blog on Friday. By comparison, do you know how many traffic fatalities there were in the United States in 2019? How many people got run over by automobiles or were involved in automobile crashes and died? Your time's lost now, Roger. Best of luck. All right, enough of that. Did you say 39,000? 39,000 people died in car crashes last year. 39,000. That represents an average of over 100 traffic deaths every day. If the press cataloged these in as much painstaking detail as they have deaths from coronavirus highways nationwide would be as empty as New York subways are right now. Even assuming that coronavirus deaths in the United States increased by a factor of 1,000 over the year, The resulting deaths would only outnumber annual traffic deaths by 2,200. If they grew by 10,000, a factor of 10,000. Shutting down highways then would have a much more positive effect on the U.S. mortality rate than shutting down the U.S. economy to try to prevent the spread of this virus. There have been 5,123 deaths worldwide so far, also a fraction of traffic deaths worldwide. And unlike coronavirus, driving kills indiscriminately, mowing down the young and the old, the sick and the healthy. The coronavirus, by comparison, is targeted in its lethality, that means how lethal it is targeted by overwhelmingly strike elderly or the already severely sick. As of Monday, approximately 89% of Italy's coronavirus deaths have been over the age of 70, 89%. According to the Wall Street Journal, sad to say, those victims are already nearing the end of their lifespans. What I just told you. But don't worry, we Americans, we need toilet paper. I got to tell you a toilet paper story. I'll get to that in a minute. They might have soon died from another illness. No child under the age of 9 has died from the illness worldwide. Let me repeat that. For all of you that closed all the schools down in the entire world, not one child under the age of 9 has died on planet Earth from the coronavirus. Not one. But let's shutter all the schools. By the way, these idiot governors like Strickland DeWine or whatever his name is in Ohio, you shut all the restaurants and bars down, all of them, just willy-nilly shut them all down, you're going to unemploy a couple of 100,000 people that live hand to mouth. I know restaurant workers, lots of them. They live on tips. And then somebody said, you're such an idiot. We're trying to save lives. They could go to a drive-up. People do not tip at a drive-up, you idiot. Women and men that rely on tips at restaurants are going to get totally shafted by this insanity. Oh, but they're going to get a bailout. What if they don't get a bailout? How do you know they're going to get it? Well, they're going to get a bailout, aren't they? How do you know they're going to get a bailout? This is short-sighted and stupid. I haven't even got to the worst part yet because my editorial on this is this. Here's my bottom line. If these lunatics of the corporate media can propagandize 329 million people and convince them that it is the end of the world as we know it, and that they subject themselves to all manner of economic and other productive harms over this, what else can they get you to shut down for? This is a trial run. This is a trial run. If people that are following, I think it's a good thing we have all these closures. You're not going to say that when a closing occurs and it's because of some militant political purpose. You're not going to say the same thing. And if the United States can be shut down over this, what else can they shut down over? This is an awful precedent to set. It's awful, 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 awful. Yet you have a bunch of, what's the song? Packed like lemmings into shiny metal boxes. You got a bunch of sheeple, bah, just going along. Just bah, right off the end of the cliff, straight down into a hole.